This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
That loud noise you hear outside is just the collective grumble of every American because it is a Monday.
Mondays.
And we hear Melissa and Austin try to do something about it by opening up the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single Monday of things that just grind our gears that really, really annoy us. If you'd like to add yours, both our text line and our phone lines are open. 312-946-4995 if you'd like to add something to the list. But guys, we got something we want to add to the list this week.
Oh, yeah.
Do I?
Don't we always?
Yeah. You ain't wrong about that. Kyle, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
I want to add coworkers who don't congratulate other coworkers about winning the half marathon. Geez.
Oh, my gosh.
Because one coworker of mine did.
Oh, gosh.
And the other one was weirdly silent yesterday. So, number one, I just want to send a big thank you to everybody with the Chicago Distance Series. They have been always fantastic towards me in every race that I have won with them. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I was out in Humble Park. I was able to run the Chicago Half Marathon for the first time ever. And in fact, I PR'd. It was one of the best running days ever had while running. I did great. I felt great. It was amazing. And I looked forward to my coworkers congratulating me because, you know, I didn't talk a lot about the half marathon last week.
No, I'm pretty sure you talked quite a bit about it.
I talked about it a couple of times. Not as much as I could have because I thought I could give my coworkers a little bit of a break. Maybe that would lead to a little bit more congratulations.
Oh.
No. Not only did I get not even half the amount of congratulations that I normally get from my coworkers, I somehow got less, it feels like.
Oh.
I wonder what that is.
And you know what? I always congratulate my coworkers on achievements, especially when they're working hard. So you know what? I'm not going to say which coworker, but he or she knows who did not congratulate me for winning the half marathon yesterday. Don't look up the results. Thank you so much.
Mel, I texted him yesterday. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm really sorry. I was going to, and I came into town because I had the Lurie walk, and they had the roads blocked off for the half marathon.
No.
And I was like, I'm going to do that right after the walk. And then Porter was going crazy about this Aurora Borealis stuff that you were supposed to see last night. Mm-hmm.
I forgot that that happens midway through the day, too, so you have to think about it.
This is an all time.
Steve came over, and he was acting crazy yesterday.
Classic Steve.
And then, of course, you had to watch stuff on Netflix. Yeah.
I didn't do any of that.
Oh,
no.
I gotcha.
You know,
I'm really sorry.
You want to know the reason why I sent him a text to congratulate him?
Why?
Mainly for this, because I knew if I didn't, we would hear about it.
Well, I know.
Hey, good news, Austin. You're not added to the list.
Oh, no!
She is.
Oh, no.
Melissa has been added to the list.
If you want to add something to the list, 312-946-4995. Both our phone line and our text line are open. Melissa, you got something you want to add to the list?
Yes.
Okay, good, because so do I, which we will do coming up next. Tom in Edison Park.
What do you want to add to the list?
Sinus infections.
Oh.
Sinus infections.
Do you have one right now?
Oh, my God. Yes.
What?
My teeth, my jaw, my face, everything hurts.
No. Aww. No. And yep. You know it's a sinus infection, not just like really bad allergies?
No, I know a sinus infection. I've been to the doctor, the emergency room, the doctor again, a dentist.
Gosh.
And then the doctor.
Tom.
How long have you had this?
A week and a half.
Ugh.
Oh, did you get antibiotics?
Yes.
Are they helping at all?
That'll kick in.
No, it does not help at all.
Oh, good. Perfect. Aww. Awesome.
Well, you're going to have to wait this one out.
Yep.
Get plenty of rest. Drink lots of fluid.
Sinus infections get to the list.
Yeah, right. Sinus infections, you know what?
You're added to the list.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you too.
Melissa, what are you adding to the list?
Well, I'm adding, I changed mine. My adding to the list is when coworkers remind me that I forget to congratulate them on half marathons because it's making me feel really guilty and feel really bad. Oh, and I don't want to feel really bad about myself.
Yeah, no,
especially
on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going to add coworker bringing up the fact that I didn't congratulate them on the half marathon.
Interesting. Interesting.
I feel like everyone's getting added to the list this week.
More specifically, just Melissa and I adding each other to the list.
You have an old-fashioned list off.
We do have some text into the text line, Austin. An 847 texter, waking up to a mysterious injury, ankle feels sprained, feels like a blown out knee, back hurts.
Oh.
I get that because I won a half marathon yesterday, so I'm a little sore as well.
Right.
From a 630 texter, adding to the list when you very intentionally place a specific Amazon order because it says delivery by tomorrow, and then when you check back the next morning, it says it'll be delivered a day late. That has happened to me before.
Oh my gosh, it's been more than a day late. Sometimes it's a whole week later, even though it's 2 day prime. They're getting bad.
All right, guys, the thing I am adding to the list this week, I think we can all agree that one of the safest places in the world, at least in feeling, is your car, right?
Yeah.
When that is disrupted, that is one of the worst feelings in the world. The thing I am adding to the list this week is when someone, more specifically your wife, drives your car and changes all of your settings. When the seat is pushed forward to the point where I can barely squeeze in between my steering wheel. When the radio buttons are changed. When my charging cord, when I like having wrapped around my stick shift, is just completely pulled off. That is annoying. Every little detail that I have in my car. You know, guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but my wife loves to use her car as its own little trash can. Just leaving trash everywhere. Does the same when she drives my car. Trash everywhere. I found a coffee mug in my car the other day. I just do not like it when other people drive my car and completely change everything. It just adds another step to me getting back into my car.
I get it. Are you feel better now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I feel so much better.
All right.
However, guys, even though it is a Monday, I do have some good news, which I know is kind of an oxymoron. But coming up at 9 a.m., we have got a really cool announcement. So if you're struggling to get through this Monday morning, just keep it tuned here to US 99 until 9 a.m. and we will have a great announcement that will make everyone feel better. But for now, coworkers that don't congratulate you for running a half marathon, coworkers that get on you for not congratulating you for running a half marathon, sinus infections, and people who change all the settings in your car, they're added to the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.